Jesus said that you therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be perfect. Be holy. Simple enough. What if it's not so simple, though? The more you read this sermon, the more you realize that our ideas of perfection just don't quite measure up to what the Lord means by perfect. Here's what I mean. Say you're a business owner. You manage a restaurant. And there's a family that comes quite regularly, every month. And so much so that you become close friends with this family. They come every month for years, eating at your restaurant. But then one Friday evening, their order gets messed up. And so you come out, and you apologize fervently, and you comp the entire meal. And you feel so guilty that, in fact, you tell the family that next month when they come, that that meal's on you as well. We would see that as being a perfect business owner, going above and beyond, apologizing. That's what we want when our meal gets messed up. Having the meal comped, even to have another meal comped, is perfect. Our Heavenly Father would say, that's barely average. You're just loving those who already love you. Or say there's someone in our church who needs our support. So as the body of Christ, as Trinity, we gather around, we fundraise, we help in every way that we can. That would be a church that's perfect, a church that's generous and loving and caring for one another as it should be. But our Heavenly Father would say, barely average. Don't all organizations work that way? Support those who support them. Or say you have a son or a daughter, and you have bent over backwards to help them. Given and given and given. And you even wiped out your savings so that they could have it better. We would see that as being the perfect parent, going above and beyond, sacrificial parent. But our Heavenly Father would say, barely average. See, we think of perfection as a business owner who's generous, who takes care of others, of a generous church that supports one another, a sacrificial family that helps one another. But the Lord would say that's barely average. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Is that not how the entire world works? Isn't that the baseline? Isn't that the average? What everyone else does is love those who love them. An unbeliever does those things. If only you greet your brothers, what more are you doing than other people? Even the pagans do the same. It's barely average just to love those who love us. That's not being perfect. Far, far too often we fall into this mindset that when we go above and beyond loving those who love us, then that's when we're perfect. But that's not how the Lord sees perfect. He even says if anyone doesn't provide for his relatives, 1 Timothy 5:8, especially for members of his own household, he's denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. If you don't provide for your family, you're worse than an unbeliever. If you provide, that's barely average. Generous business owners and people who help one another out in business, that's good. They should do that. But it's not perfect. It's barely average. Our generous church, supporting one another, it's good. We should do that. But it's not perfect. That's barely average. Supporting a friend or a family member, putting food on the table for your kids, that's good. You should do that. But it's not perfect. It's barely average. You must be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Here's how Jesus describes the perfection of the Heavenly Father. He makes his sun rise on the evil and the good. And he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. He provides for all people. Those who are good, he makes the sun rise and he sends the rain. Those who are evil, he makes the sun rise and he sends the rain. Those who steal and lie and slander and oppress others, he makes his sun rise and he sends them rain. Those who break his commands, he makes the sun rise and he sends them rain. Those who hate him, he makes the sun rise. He sends them rain. Even his worst enemies, he makes the sun rise. He sends them rain. This is what he means to be perfect, to love your enemies, and to pray for those who persecute you, to provide and to care and to love, not just for those who love you, especially for those who hate you. That is to be perfect. For what does the church do? What does the church do when we are attacked, when we are hated by others, for staking our entire life on a man named Jesus Christ? We feed them. We love them. We pray for them. We support them. We let our sun rise and we send them rain. We care for them. On August 3rd, 2012, hundreds of pro-LGBT protesters flooded an Atlanta Chick-fil-A to stage a protest against the recent CEO's comments concerning Christian marriage between one man and one woman in a Baptist magazine. Some of the protesters vandalized the building by spray painting it. Some tried to cut into the business's profits by holding up the lines. Most shouted at the employees and made their views known, or intimidated customers by making it an uneasy environment for children. The protesters remained all day into the mid-afternoon hours while the summer heat began to rise in Atlanta. Filled with Christian love and concern for even their enemies, the employees of Chick-fil-A were seen running out water to them, giving them free ice cream and free food to the protesters while they protested them. Another Chick-fil-A that same day handed out dozens of free meal vouchers to the protesters. We show the same love to our enemy as we do to ourselves. Whether it's a crowd of protesters or a flock of Christians, we provide. We cannot not be concerned about our enemies and those who hate us. We show the same love to our enemies, to the vulnerable, to the weak, to the poor, to the homeless, as we do to ourselves. If your enemy is hungry, you give him food to eat. And if he's thirsty, you give him water to drink. For this is to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, making the sun rise on all and sending the rain on all. Oswald Galter was a missionary in northern China during the 40s. And after some years of service, he was returning home and his ship stopped in India. And while waiting for a boat home, he found a group of refugees living in a warehouse on a pier. Unwanted by anyone else, the refugees were stranded. So Oswald went to visit them, and as it was Christmas time, he wished them a Merry Christmas and asked them what they want for Christmas. And they said, "We're not Christian. We don't believe in Christmas." And he said, "I know, but what do you want?" They described some German pastries that they were particularly fond of. Who would it be? And so Oswald cashed in his ticket. He used the money to buy baskets and baskets of the pastries and took them to the refugees and wished them a Merry Christmas. When he later told this story to his class, the student responded, "Sir, why did you do that for them? They weren't Christian. They don't even believe in Jesus." Jesus responded, "I know, but I do." God has set you apart in your baptism to be a strange people, peculiar, and a very odd Christian ethic. He has called you not just to love those who love you, but to love those who hate you and to pray for those who persecute you. He wants more than just barely average from you. The world needs more than just barely average. You're the salt of the earth and a light to the world. You have the very living hope of Jesus beating within you, and the world desperately needs it. And so a pro-LGBT extremist who wants to sue your business because you believe in biblical marriage, you love them. You let them have your tunic and your cloak and your cake ovens and the frosting too. The world may see this as barely average, but your Heavenly Father sees it as perfect. A radical Islamic terrorist who sharpens his sword before beheading another believer overseas, you love them. And you offer your own head and neck as well, because we know a God who will put it back someday. You see your enemy laying on the side of the road, bleeding and dying. You love them. You pick them up and take them to a hospital and provide for them. And for some of you, you have family members who have caused you such deep pain that you consider them your enemy. You love them and provide for them. For this is perfect in your Heavenly Father's eyes. This is to be perfect, to love your enemies, just as the Lord did to us. For we were once his enemies, dead in our trespasses and sins, an enemy of the gospel of Christ, him himself. And he came and paid the price. He laid down his life for us by laying it down on a cross and bleeding for us, giving up everything he had so that we could have it better. We were once his enemies, yet he loved us in such a deep, deep way that he has made us alive together in Christ. For by grace we have been saved. We were once an enemy of God, children of wrath like the rest of mankind, but God, being rich in his mercy, with the great love with which he loved us, even while we were still sinners, even while we were still enemies of him, at the right time, that's when Jesus died for us. So we do unto others as he did to us. You've been set apart. That's what it means to be holy. You've been set apart. You've been baptized into Christ. You are a disciple of him, and so therefore you must be perfect, just as the Heavenly Father is perfect. Not that you can achieve this on your own. Not that you can achieve perfection or that you already have. But as Christians, we press on every day to make it our own, because Jesus Christ has made you his own. Amen.